Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker. Stop that. Psychic Hour. It's up on the mic. Welcome to our show. Welcome to our show. Sorry for the background noise. That will stop in just a moment. We do have a caller in the queue, 850. I have to open the chat room as well, which I'm doing. But before we take our caller, I want to let the people listening know how to reach us. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And you may also join us on Facebook and on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now known as X. And what else? What else is there? Nothing. Nothing else. We do have another caller in the queue, so let's get to it. 850, I believe this is Michelle.
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hey. Just to kind of update you, we're still split up, and he came and got some more stuff yesterday. Then he called me and said he wanted something else. I was like, oh, my God, is he going to keep on dragging this on and, you know, just get your stuff and get out, you know what I mean? And I didn't say that, but that's how I felt. But anyways, he was really kind of hateful. And when he got the cooler, there was 2 grocery bags in there and a 7-Up bottle. It was a full one. And so he takes it with him, and he just dumps the trash on the ground. And I was like, I guess he didn't expect me to walk up to the truck. So when I walked up to the truck, when he was taking it up there, he left it on the ground. And I'm like, why are you leaving that on the ground? It's not mine. I said, the trash can's right around the corner. And I mean, just a real jerk, you know what I mean? And then my one friend that I thought was my friend, I noticed her coming into the marina today, and I don't know why. And I'm like, is he having her follow me or check up on me or what? It just, everything just seems weird. I may be just paranoid. I don't know. And then there's a title that I can't find. I think I lost it. But then he said that he gave it to me, and it seems like I remember him giving it to me. But I'm like, where did
Wait,
I put talk, it?
Give you what? Give you what?
It was a title to the trailer. When I bought it, I put his name on it, too. Well, I want to find that title so I can have him sign his part over, because he's got one trailer, and I'd be keeping the other trailer.
Okay.
And I can't find it, and so I don't know if I hid it or what. So I'm just wondering what y'all see going on with everything.
Going on with everything in terms of the relationship?
Yeah, I mean, what y'all see. And if he sees anything where I could have put that title at.
What? Who goes first? She's 10-14-68.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle, I mean, nothing, I mean, as far as my perspective and what I see, nothing has changed from the last time we talked on Friday. So as far as the relationship's concerned, I don't think it's a healthy relationship. I understand why you're involved in the drama of the breakup, and you know, when he comes over, what you're concerned with his actions, and they're weighing on you and you're bothered by him, and you know, it's occupying your time thinking about him. It's understandable. You just broke up with someone you've been with for so many years. So I empathize with you in that regard. But as far as getting to the nuts and bolts of whether you should be in a relationship with this person or not, I think it's a healthy decision that you decided to walk away. I think it's healthy that you decided to walk away. And I don't think that getting back into the relationship is a healthy choice, because beyond the drugs, there were problems to begin with control over you. That's not how a relationship should work. You should be equal partners in the relationship. So, I mean, you can make a choice to go back to him if he decides to get help, but I think it would be helpful.
Right now, I don't want to get back together with him because I don't want to get back together with him at this point, because I don't think he's going to get help. I think he's got too much pride to get help, to be honest.
Well, then, I mean, you answered your own question. As far as the title is concerned, have you looked, like, everywhere, like, in your glove box? I mean, that's what I'm seeing.
I did. I looked in the glove box. I looked in both my trucks. I've, like, looked everywhere. I'm like, what the hell did I do with it?
What you're going to probably have to do is go get a new title, which you can get. I mean, it's just going to cost you money.
I know, but, yeah, it's going to cost me, like, $100, $90 to replace it. If it was electronically filed, then it would only be like $10, but I had printed it out, so they penalize you.
So, I mean, you know, me seeing the glove box could be me seeing you looking in the glove box, not that it's necessarily in the glove box, unless you missed it. But maybe Neil has some insight, or, you know, he can maybe see clearer than I am about where this piece of documentation might be.
Well, okay. So I think the relationship is beyond repair. I think the retaliation has gone to a place where, let's say you did get back with them, you wouldn't be able to trust them. I think he's got a retaliation seed in his mind, and it would just be terrible to get back with them. So I think it's over. And I would do not suggest you get back with him. I think it's going to sabotage you, and I think he'll never trust you again, and it just won't be good. As far as the title's concerned, it's my psychic hunch he took it. He had opportunity to go into the trailer when you weren't there. Is that true?
Right. This is the utility trailer.
Yes. But where you think you might have looked, where you might have put it last, did he ever have opportunity to go into those areas in your absence?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he took it. I don't think you misplaced it. I think he took it. I think he spent a lot of time retaliating, looking at things, getting back at you. I think he has, you've triggered a revengeful notch in him. And he doesn't care about you anymore. And now he's out to do you, not harm bodily, but harm mentally.
Emotionally.
And emotionally and in terms of your belongings and personal property. So.
Well, how do I stop him from doing that?
it will wear off. more than likely he'll find somebody else and he'll kind of fade as a person he doesn't like, but he won't continue to be. I mean, he's not going to kill you, and he's not going to cut the brakes on your car. He's not going to do anything to harm you. You're not going to be able to control his thinking about what he thinks of you. And if you give him access to anything, like if he found your wallet on the street, he wouldn't return it to you. You know, he's not going to be kind to you in terms of your personal life, your belongings,
right,
things like that. And the way for you to disengage is to not care anymore.
But
you got to stop caring. Wait till I'm done, and then you can inject. I wait for you. So you can stop caring. You know, the best thing you can do is to stop caring. I mean, if you can do that, then that's fine. I think he did take the title. And if you say it's 90, I mean, how much is the trailer worth?
About $600-$700.
$600 or $700? And it costs
$100? Yeah, it's a utility trailer.
Oh. Well, I mean, what are you planning to do with the title?
Well, I was going to have him take his name off of it and sign it back over to me. I bought it and put his name on it. He's got one trailer.
You made a big mistake. He doesn't have to do that. You're in trouble because you can't just do another license and take his name off, as far as I'm concerned, without his permission. Because he could say, I didn't sign off on that. Once you put his name on it, you kind of screwed yourself. Right now he can't do anything and you can't do anything. If you think you're going to get a new title, then he could legally go to court with the old title and say, I never gave permission for this. So you kind of screwed yourself there. What I would do is take anything out of that trailer that's valuable to you, and consider if he'll sign off on it. If he doesn't sign off on it, you'll be glad you took things out that were valuable to you. Other than that, your best bet is to sell it and split it if he's not going to, because now you're liable for that trailer. And God forbid if he put drugs in there, you're in trouble. If he stores medications in there, you're in trouble.
Well, if he's not the prescribee, you're in trouble. I mean, if he's got medications without his name on the bottle.
Well, it all depends, you know. I mean, if he allows, does he have a key to the trailer?
It's a utility trailer, you know, that you can haul like lawnmowers and stuff like that.
Is it open?
It's open. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, your best bet is to sell it and split the
proceeds.
Split the proceeds because his name's on it. You're going to have more trouble getting his name off. It's not worth that much.
But you're neglecting to remember that he's living in a trailer with both of their names on it. So, I mean, the problem's going
to be... Well, I signed it over since we talked. Signed over my name off the title on the big trailer. And the small camper trailer, he signed it over to me.
Okay, so what about the
utility trailer we hadn't done yet because I can't find the title.
Right, so the loan on, what's going on with the loan on the truck?
Well, I talked to the bank, and they said, she said neither one of us was in a position to refinance because we're at our financial max, debt to ratio. And she said the only way to do it is I would have to wait 6 months, and then I would have to get a cosigner. Or he would have to do the same thing.
Okay, so you're still bound in that agreement with him on it. And he has no other choice but to stay on it or accept if he decides that he doesn't want to be on it, you're going to have to sell the truck.
Well, she said that I am the owner of it. He's the co-signer.
Right, but if he doesn't want to stay on it, what I'm saying, Michelle, is if he does not want to be the co-signer anymore and says, I want my name off that truck, you're not going to have
unless he was eight.
Huh?
She told me, the bank told me that the only thing that they could do was he would have to be in the position to refinance it, or I would have to be in the position to refinance it. Otherwise, it'll have to stay that way. And she says neither one of us are in the position to refinance it.
Right.
Financially.
But if he doesn't want to stay on it, he could force you to sell it, is what I'm saying. He doesn't have to be the co-signer on that. He can exit out of that legal agreement at any time. It's his right. He doesn't have to be the co-signer. He could say, I do not want a part of this anymore. I want you to sell the truck because I want it to be off. And, you know, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. He can't, they didn't, at the car dealership, I don't know why they didn't tell you that. Isn't that correct, Neil?
Well, I don't know what the rules are there, but.
Well,
but,
I don't think so.
Legally, he's part of that. He's a co-signer. So you're going to have to find out how much power you have over him.
She told me to just leave it the way it was. That was about the only thing that I could do. Unless I found a co-signer in 6 months, then I could refinance it.
Who told you to leave it the way? You mean the bank?
Because our credit is both the same. You know, his credit's the same as mine, and mine's the same as his. Our debt to ratio, I think, is the problem.
Who told you said
debt
they
to
told
income
us,
ratio? Debt to income ratio.
Who told
ratio?
You to
the
leave
bank.
It the way it is? Who is
the bank?
Who,
the,
oh,
bank.
The bank.
The bank.
My loan officer.
Yeah. I mean, unless you can get him to cooperate and sign off on it, remove his name, he doesn't
have. There's no
any
way to remove it. The only way to remove it is refinancing it or selling it.
Selling it.
You can't legally take his name off of it.
What I'm stating is that if he wants to be nasty, I'm just, you know, giving you possible scenarios.
Oh, I know. I agree with you.
He could force
you. I agree with you.
He could force
that would be horrible.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm right. I mean, not to be, you know, cocky, but if he wants to be nasty, he could force you to sell it. He did, and for them not to tell you that at the dealership is stupid. It's not just, well, you have to both stay on it until it's paid off. That they didn't.
I hope
they didn't,
it don't come to that.
Well, yeah, me too. So we'll put out energy, but I mean, the unfortunate part of it is you're still tied to him with that loan. It's like, you know, you don't have children together, but you have these financial obligations that tie you together, and it makes it difficult because you can't make a clean break.
How much is left on the loan?
Right, he just got the truck.
$27,000. I just bought it. I made my first payment this month.
$27,000 for a trailer?
Truck.
That you...
No. This is the truck she drives. So this is not the trailer. This is a truck.
Oh, now you're talking about the truck?
Yeah.
So there's a truck and a trailer that both have your names on it?
Truck,
yeah.
And a trailer. The utility trailer now and the
truck.
Oh,
I thought you were talking about the trailer. Yeah. Are you, that's the mistake of signing. You're not married, and that's the mistake of signing names. You know, you think you're really close, and you start signing names to documents and merchandise and whatnot. And
right. I mean, it's trouble. Go watch Judge Judy. that's exactly what she'll say.
You can't buy him out. He can't buy you out. You got to keep making payments. You don't want to sell it. You're going to have to keep doing what you're doing, unfortunately, if you want to keep that truck.
Yeah.
And try to keep on, you know, some fair communication lines with him.
So
does he say he wants the truck? Does he claim, well, that's my truck too?
No. He just told me he wanted his name off of it, and I never responded back.
Okay, so, you know, you just have to kind of, like, write it out. So there's two things I want to ask you, because we're trying to, like, create an energy field. What?
No.
What?
You can take his name off assume all payments.
No, she doesn't have... No, she cannot. She cannot. You're not listening. I don't know where you're at. She cannot do that. She already talked to the dealership. Her debt-to-income ratio is not... They will not let him take...
I know. I heard you say that, but...
They won't.
No, I know that. But you might be able to find a way to where you could take his name off and then assume all payments. I understand you don't have the financial backing for it, but...
They're saying no at the dealership, and that's who makes the decision. The lease is at the dealership. The dealership says no. They said no, you have to have him as a cosigner or another cosigner.
Well, it's a new loan, so I'd have to wait like 6 months before I could do anything.
Well, maybe after 6 months there could be something you could do.
Yeah.
Maybe Neil's right, but I'm going to ask you two questions. One, okay, where you are right now? Where you're sitting right now? Do you see any? Is there anything green?
Green?
Yeah.
Oh, my little octopuses.
Okay, so there is. That's good. And the second question I have. So
it's
that's
like a teal green.
It doesn't matter. So that's green. Second question, do you know a Molly? Is there a Molly? I'm getting that name for some reason.
Yes. Actually, his son's wife.
Son's wife is named Molly. And give us a little bit of background on Molly.
Molly or Molly?
Molly, M-O-L-L-Y or I or whatever.
Yeah, that's his wife's name. That's his wife's name.
His son's wife. Just give us a little snapshot of his son's wife. Like
she's short. She's a diabetic.
What's your relationship like with her?
Negative? Not really. In the very beginning, it was. In the beginning, but now she's actually been pretty friendly to me.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, since we split up, I haven't heard from her.
I haven't heard
from anybody in this family.
That's weird. Well, I'm getting a vibe from her like she can be difficult. So maybe that's why in the beginning it was that you had a problem with her. But anyway, we're just trying to create an energy field where this is, you know, you are able to move through the breakup smoothly. You keep you keep him on the title of the truck, and there's no pushback from him. You're able to, I don't know what you're going to do with the utility. I think you need to just go get a new title from the DMV, right?
Yeah,
you can do it online, though. I mean, there's going to be a fee, but just get a new title. Neil thinks he took it, so probably it's not around. You're probably not going to find it. And get a new title. Get him off that title.
You know, I've been searching everywhere.
The truck. Yeah, well, if he took it, you're not going to find it. So,
I mean, we can sometimes we can put out energy at things.
Manifest, yeah.
Maybe in that case, he'll put it back. I don't think he destroyed it, but maybe he'll put it back. Maybe, you know, or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he didn't take it. I think he did.
Well, chances are he's right.
If you look everywhere and you can't find it, and I'm getting an energy that he took it, and if you looked everywhere, it's possible that he did take it, those thoughts in mind. But one, he could put it back. I think if he took it, he didn't destroy it. Did he ever say to you, you owe me, or did he ever insinuate in the in the arguments you had, you know, I did a lot for you or anything like that?
Yeah, he has said that before. He's done a lot for me.
Yeah, then that might indicate why he feels entitled to take the title.
Entitled to take the title.
Yeah. But, you know, you're in a mess. I mean, you're not in a deadly mess.
No.
This isn't the worst thing you could be in. It's problematic. It's not going to destroy you. It's not going to bankrupt you.
No, so I've been in a lot worse.
Yeah. But I think, you know, you're clear enough to say, I'm not going back with him. You shouldn't. I mean, I would predict if you did, it'd end up in the same place but worse. I think he drinks, right? Does he drink?
Well, he used to not to, but here lately he'd have two or three drinks.
Yeah.
No, not a lot. He might be drinking now. I don't know.
Well, the reason I said so, because I think his drinking is going to increase. And he's going to get grease and he's going to get angrier. That's what I think. Now, he may meet up with another woman, and maybe that might calm him down a little bit with you. But that doesn't mean that things are any better. It just means that he might lessen his dramatic approach to you, if you will. But, Michelle, this is just part of the energy field you came in with. You got to kind of live with it. But like I said, you'll be, you know, I'll give you the worst case scenario, the worst. You'll be out of this in 2 years. You'll have a whole new life in 2 years.
In fact,
that's the worst case scenario.
Is that right? Or 56?
I think I'm going to be 56.
You think you are? Well, yes.
I got to do the math.
So in 2 years, you'll be 57, and that is
a multiple of three.
Three.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
I would say that in the worst case scenario, if you just let this ride out, in 2 years, you're going to be a different person, and you're going to have different circumstances. 57 is not that old. It's, you know, you've got probably on your feet, you've got at least 30 years left. Don't worry.
Starting all over, you know.
Yeah, well, it's not too late. You're starting all over. I mean, by master number, 3 into 57 goes 19 times. So it'd be 19 cycles.
Right now you're on your 18th cycle, and it's interesting because 1 and 8 are your first and last numbers. So, you know, this has happened. I mean, this didn't happen on the, you know, at the beginning of your cycle, but within the cycle, you're, you know, experiencing a breakup and all this drama. So that 18 is significant.
Well, what's interesting too
code-wise.
Is that at 57, you see, Michelle, at 57, between the 5 and 7, you have a 2. So you have, imagine 5, then that 2 and 7. The last two numbers are 2 and 7. When you're 57, you will be 27 years past your karma. So I would say that you're probably looking at a mess until you're 57, then things change. You've got a 6 and 8 in your journey of life coming forward. You're already there, actually, but it's problematic because of the darkness of your karma. It just made it problematic that it spread out this long. But then you go into a whole new world. So I think at 57, probably at 57, if we're still talking to you, you're going to be in a new relationship. You're going to be feeling better. And all this will be past tense.
57? Wait, that's 2 years from now?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we won't be. Maybe we'll be gone.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just saying.
Maybe we'll be dead. Maybe we'll be dead.
Hypothetically.
I hope not.
I do, but we hope so.
Well,
we want to get off the planet.
I think that's where I stand on it. You know, you're going to be in this mess until about then, and then things get a lot better.
Okay, well, we got to move on to the next caller.
I know. So, thank you, guys.
We gave you a healthy half hour here, Michelle. So hopefully,
thank you.
It will help. Lots of advice, validations, and advice so you can move forward. So we hope that you are able to move forward afresh with a good attitude and all that.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks. Well, we appreciate you too. Thank you for calling, Michelle. We'll be putting you into our energy work for sure.
I need it. Thank you.
Oh, I know. You're in our thoughts and prayers, okay?
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Anything you wanted to say, Neil, before we move on to the next caller? Thanks. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Before we bring you on, Dion. So because one of our chatter here, it was a banker, she's saying about the debt servicing ratio and her staying on title, what I said was correct. She won't be able to get off of it unless her debt to income ratio, she has to stay on title with him until, you know, something may change in her debt to income ratio, which is unlikely, unfortunately, because she's on disability. She's not able to work because she's got rheumatoid arthritis, etc. Okay, Dion.
Hi.
I'm saying your name wrong with the wrong accent. Dion. That's right. Hi.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Of course. You don't have to thank us. Taking your call.
Well, you don't have to do this for us. You don't have to dedicate your time to help us.
Well, we appreciate we appreciate your appreciation.
Yeah, I'm very grateful that I wanted to call in and let you know that that was an excellent idea that Neil gave me on Friday. I can't even believe I didn't think of that. I was so brilliant, though. So I ordered the GPS tracker. I'm sorry because I'm outside with Cupid. I ordered the GPS tracker for the car. Tomorrow I have the court hearing for the restraining order against the lady who's also suing me for the second time. For somebody who raped her in 1978, it's just ridiculous. But hopefully my restraining order will be granted because she's just harassing me, you know. And,
okay, so we agreed. Sorry, Dion, I was giving Neil your birthday.
Okay. So I had a problem with my tooth over a month ago. I went to the dentist. And they didn't know what was wrong. I went to the hospital. They did an MRI, and they didn't see anything with the tooth. But you could tell that the whole side of my mouth was inflamed, and they gave me like some kind of like liquid Advil or something. And then last week, my tooth was like abscessing. So I called the dentist. I told him, I said, listen, it's the same tooth, but I got an abscess in there. So I went in, and they're like, well, we don't really know what's wrong with it because it's not showing up on the x-ray. You need to get a special x-ray done. But we don't do it here, but we'll give you a referral to a place that does. And she said, if your insurance doesn't cover it, it's going to be like $200. So I said, okay. So I called the insurance company, and they gave me three places to call that had the x-ray that they had listed that it was covered under insurance. So one place that I called said that they had the machine, but they wouldn't do the x-ray unless I paid $500 for it. And I was like, $500? I said, it's covered by insurance. Well, we're not going to do that. So unless you pay us $500, we're not going to do the x-ray. And I'm like, wow, okay. And so basically I'm on a waiting list for another place that said that they would be able to do the x-ray that's covered under insurance. But, like, right away they just want to pull your tooth, which I don't want my tooth pulled, you know. And so I was just trying to find out if you think I'll be able to get into this other place on an emergency. I don't know what's wrong with my tooth, but I would like to save it if I can. And then the last thing is like, I'm very, very grateful for everything that I do have, and I know you know that I am. But, like, the way that this place runs over here with, like, all this whacked-out stuff and, like, these people that don't really want to help you, I was just wondering, like, if you see me relocating by my choice in the future. I don't want to put it out there and then, like, them not renew my lease without me having another place already as a backup. But do you know what I'm – do you know what I mean, or –
Well, let's deal with the tooth first. What? So you say you have an abscess. Did the dentist confirm that?
Yeah, and they prescribed me an antibiotic.
I would say, yeah, you need an antibiotic for an abscess. So why was your tooth abscess? I wonder if you need a root canal.
That's what I think. And they said that if I need a root canal, I have to pay for it out of pocket. But then there's another place that does it that covers the insurance. My dentist said that the insurance I have doesn't cover root canals on the back teeth. But
is it through Medicaid,
Dion?
Is it through Medicaid? And so you get, I mean, I know that you get real crappy dentist. I mean, I don't know about your dentist. I mean, sometimes you can get lucky, but with Medicaid, generally it's really not great dentists. And the work that, I mean, I'm surprised they don't cover root canals, because that's kind of like a, you know, common procedure. You got to look at your insurance documents. You've got to look at your insurance documents. Go ahead.
The other place I called claimed that they do cover it under Medicaid.
I would think so. I would think that they do. But I would be very careful about who you allow to do a root canal, because they can be, I mean, if you get a bad dentist, you can get your teeth really screwed up. You know, I know somebody that had Medi-Cal, is what it's called in California, and I don't remember if a root canal, I don't think there was a root canal done, but this person had major work done that probably didn't need to be done, like teeth drilled out. She said when she looked in the mirror at, like, in the middle of the appointment, when she went to use the bathroom, that her, I mean, it was just like her teeth in the center were all drilled out. And I think the dentist was well-meaning, but didn't do good work. And I'm sure that this person had healthy tooth drilled out. So you have to be very careful about who you choose to do a root canal. But you need to look at your insurance documents so you can find out what you're covered. Do you have insurance documents?
I can look online.
Yeah, so you look online at your documents, because they're likely there, and find out what is covered. And then you try to find the best specialist that you can find. I'm surprised there's even any copays. I mean, isn't everything covered with Medicaid?
It was in Illinois. It's not here.
Ah, that's too bad.
That's another thing. It's just kind of like this. Like, I'm very grateful because I had my surgery and I lucked out because the specialist was here. But,
okay.
Like, these people that live here are very low vibrational. You know, like, they don't have high intellect, you know?
Okay. You know, here I thought North Carolina was kind of progressive in terms of being like in the South. You know, there's more of, there's a new age community, people that are into psychics and things like that. Have you found any people like that? Anyone like that? Right now I'm looking at Medicaid dental for you.
I went to one expo that had like, you know, like psychic people and stuff there. And I guess they do it like 4 times a year. But, I mean, it's hard to trust anybody that you just, like, randomly run into that says that they're psychic. You know what I'm saying? I've been really focused on my on my health,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I haven't been able to, like, go out and do anything besides, like, just put out one fire after another. You know what I'm saying? Like, tomorrow I'll be in court all day because of this whack job. You know,
yeah.
So I had one day where I went for like 4 hours to like this expo and I bought like a rose quartz crystal and that was about it. So, and that's the entire time that I'm here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
you
like, I don't know. I mean, I just am very leery. I don't even know if these people will renew my lease. I mean, I'm as good of a tenant as anyone would ask, but still, they're weird.
Neil, talk for a minute while I look at the dental. I'm looking at the archives of what they covered in 2022, which I imagine hasn't changed much, but talk to Dion for a minute while I do
for her. If you can't afford the root canal yet, you might want to still go to a dentist who is very reputable and let them take x-rays and assess what can be done. You're at least paying a smaller amount to understand the nature of your tooth. And if it's really a root canal or if it can be treated with antibiotics.
Yeah.
So I would choose the lesser of two evils and go to a very reputable dentist, have them assess the tooth, and then from there, make your decision what you want to do, because it may be saved.
It is covered, according to this list. Endodontic therapy is covered. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We can't give medical advice, Dion. We can't give medical advice. We're not licensed for that. All we can do in between is say we're psychic and this is what we feel. But we can't.
I know. And what's weird is my one neighbor that invited me to go to like this Broadway play last week. She was talking about her son-in-law.
Hi, Cupid. Hi, Cupid.
Her son-in-law is like a top dentist in the area. Like he's the dentist that all dentists go to, but I haven't asked her. I'm going to see her on Friday.
After.
Do you think if I asked her if she would help?
I think she will. He might give you a little bit of a discount. I also,
Psychically,
I think you'll save the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And it could just be an infection short of a root canal.
Yeah, I hope so, and that's what we'll put out energy for.
Is the tooth loose or anything?
I don't think it is. It was just very sore, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, the dentist was like, well, it shows mobility there. And I'm like, but it's not loose like it's going to fall out, you know what I'm saying? It's just...
Mm-hmm.
I might have already had a root canal on that tooth, actually.
You've already had a root canal on that tooth?
may have. I think I did.
Well, if you did, that's a problem, because then you have to repair a root canal, which is very, very expensive. It's really expensive. They do cover endodontic therapy, but it's like, you know, is it a molar?
It's a molar, but it's got fillings in it. I mean, it's been a long time since I've had that tooth worked on. So, like,
right.
I can't remember.
I know. I get it. If you're having pain in the tooth, it's not the tooth itself. Because if you've had a root canal, the nerves are gone. It's the surrounding area, like the soft tissue, that you're feeling the pain is coming from, the gum.
It's the gum.
Ask your friend to have the dentist look at it and make a qualified assessment of the tooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether we're correct or not, we'll put out energy, the tooth will be safe. I'm kind of thinking it will be. And let's go that route.
Okay, so that's the tooth. And lastly, about this dentist, that is the friend's son.
Son-in-law.
So I just, you know, they probably will give you some kind of cash price if they're probably likely don't accept Medicaid, but hopefully that will all work out. And you'll get seen by this person and assessed properly. As far as relocating, are you talking about within North Carolina, or are you talking about like moving your voucher to another state entirely?
I just don't care for the area, and I don't. I'm right at the border of like South Carolina and Tennessee, and for me it's kind of like the whole like southern thing. It gets old after a while, you know what I mean? I don't want to sound like a jerk, but
no, I understand. You're in a
not
different
smart
right.
People. I'd like to go like where there's people that are, you know,
well,
higher intelligence.
Let's be fair. I don't think that everybody in North Carolina is low intelligence, but their consciousness may not be at, you know, the like it might not be what you're looking for
long term,
or you know, the people aren't exactly the people that you would normally connect with.
Right.
And you're from a northern state, Illinois. And I mean, that's got its problems too. I mean, every area has its problems, but I don't think you're going to get very far moving to Tennessee, or you're not going to solve your problems by moving to Tennessee or South Carolina.
I don't want to relocate until I have like a substantial amount of money to be able to afford to, until I do my research.
I wouldn't even think about relocating while Cupid is with you. I wouldn't even think about
it.
You cannot put Cupid through another move.
Okay.
I would not put Cupid through another move. I mean, maybe if you moved to a different complex with your voucher, maybe in the city you're going to find people that are more, you know, maybe there's a different location within North Carolina or within the area that you're in that you might find people that you can connect with more. But
no.
Well,
I just don't feel that. I've done a lot of research on it, and like even Judy has too. We're just not seeing what we are desiring immediately.
Yeah,
you know
I get it. But I wouldn't put Cupid through another move. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean,
you got to wait.
Agree.
Yeah,
okay.
You got to think of your dog first right now,
okay.
Not about, you know, who you're going to connect with. Who cares? You know, I mean, not that you're entitled to a social life and should meet people that you like and make friends. But even before you moved here, you said, you know, you're not really that social anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me to hang out with my dog, and I have made friends here, like at the actual complex.
Yeah, I know.
I just get nervous about living here. Like I had to go through my recertification, and like, you know how they kind of pick on me a little bit. Like I was worried, like if they would even renew my lease.
Oh, you mean the office? But you did renew your lease. Everything went fine, right?
No, I didn't renew it yet.
Well, you haven't renewed, but you said you did your recertification. You said something went through.
At the county.
With the county. So you've got your voucher renewed, but you're not renewed your lease yet, is what it is.
Not yet. I don't have to renew that, I think, until like 60 days out or something like that. But do you see any problem with me renewing my lease here?
I really don't.
Okay.
I really
get nervous.
No, I mean.
Okay.
You know, just kind of lay low there.
Yeah.
How many months have you been there now?
I think it's, September 8th.
Why do you have to renew your lease now when you've only been there 8 months? They require you to do it, 2 months before?
My certification had to be renewed now because my certification, I got my voucher on June 30th.
Okay. Well, no, we don't.
I didn't use it until September, but they still had to have me go through the process.
We don't see any problem with your renewing your lease. And like we said, don't make any moves or decide to move until, you know, you got to think of Cupid right now. It's like 14. Cupid's 14?
Okay. 15.
15. And he's doing so great. I mean, you may have a few years left with Cupid.
Okay. That's good.
You know, it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. So stay put right now. If there's another complex that's appealing to you, you know, that's another, you know, I don't see a problem making a small move with him.
Okay. Okay.
But, you know, Dion, what I would suggest is in the meantime, maybe try, I know you've been busy, but try, if you're looking to meet like-minded people, you're in Asheville, there's, I know, a metaphysical community there, and you can start to maybe explore that in your free time. That's what I suggest. So at least you're in Asheville, you can you can feel a little bit more comfortable. That's my suggestion.
That's right. That feels right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We have 6 minutes left.
Well, in Dion's case, her master number is 1. So she's been there 8 months.
Yeah.
But it could be another year and 4 months before she even leaves. If she
finds
a lease by the year, that might be a better bet to go on. And then because the move, like you said, it could be too dramatic on Cupid.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Cupid through a move. He already went through so much stress and made it through that instability, and he's doing well, he's flourishing, so I would keep things stable for him. I mean, I think even a local move probably isn't a good idea. I would stay put if you can.
Very traumatizing on animals. They Animals,
oh my
basically,
goodness.
I mean, the animals are comfortable with the routine.
Yes.
They're very comfortable with routine and stability. And even when you make different changes in the house, they examine it, they look at it. You know, they're very sensitive to movement.
Can I make a statement about that? Because most people with pets, I would say the majority of people with pets, you know, they're working or, you know, living their lives, going out at night, socializing. They really don't think about the fact that they have to be really present for these animals that they're taking care of. And so the animals, they do adapt to the owner's behavior. I don't want to say owners. I think that's terrible. Pet parents' behavior. But really what they like and how they thrive is by routine and, you know, a relationship with their parents that's very stable and consistent. So, you know,
dogs and cats are not nomadic animals. They're usually situated within a certain territory. They're territorial. So they guard that territory and they adapt to that territory, dogs and cats. Even in the wild, a wild cat won't go more than 3 miles from its location. They usually stay within a certain radius. And that radius is their domain. And when they step out of it, they usually don't, but they get very, very unstable.
Displaced.
Unless they're looking for a mate. And that sometimes drives the issue. Or they're desperate for food. But usually under healthy conditions, that's what their territory is. They're very territorial. Elephants, more nomadic. You know, they migrate. And
our pet elephant is more territorial.
Yeah, I've seen you gone for days.
I know what we're saying is controversial because of the fact that people live their lives and don't really, you know, they say, well, you know, I have a pet and they don't, we're just very involved, very much involved with our animals. So we take on great responsibility by taking care of our cats.
The good news is that when an animal adapts and bonds with their owner, they'll move with their owner. They feel that sense of security. So those of you who travel with your pets or do a lot of different locations and living different places aside from traveling.
Oh, that's not bad.
Around,
that's not what I'm saying.
The animals
are necessarily bad.
That's
what I'm talking about is, you know, like, you know, leaving your animals at home and go taking off for vacation and, you know,
traumatizing.
It is traumatizing, even if you have someone that's a trusted, trusted babysitter for those pets or pet sitter, I should say. It's still very traumatizing. But anyway, this is totally not, you know, this is not the pet care show. So anyway, we're out of time as it is. So we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. So we hope you join us then. Bye-bye.